This is Dr. Dave, and let's talk about the mirrors of your mind. Inside the mind of every depressed person is a should factory that manufactures shoulds, oughts, and musts 24 hours a day. The problem is, you don't need all those imperatives and obligations. They don't serve a useful purpose. They put sand in your supercharger and they snuff out your afterburner. The shackles of should stop you in your tracks, they take you prisoner, and they put your life on hold. Furthermore, it's impossible to live up to all of those shoulds. No matter how hard you try, you're bound to fail. That isn't to say we all don't have obligations that we need to honor. The important thing is that we have balance and the shoulds aren't in control. People standing in front of this mirror have a litany of shoulds reflected back at them, and they aren't optional. They're imperatives that rule their life, and if they don't live up to them, the specter of guilt rises to haunt them. Should statements never cut slack to anyone, including yourself. No matter how many shoulds you perform, it's never good enough. Just when you think you have your shoulds under control, they suddenly multiply like jackrabbits. Each should is a masochistic club that you use to beat yourself up. You punish yourself for all of the things that you could have done and should have done in the past, the present, and the future. The inevitable result is guilt and low self-esteem. If you have a never-ending litany of shoulds, oughts, and musts running through your mind, you can be sure a negative operating system controls the way you think. You can do two things to get rid of should statements. First, you can install a positive operating system, and second, you can open your heart and mind to the power of God's love. A positive operating system functions just fine without any shoulds, oughts, or musts. You don't need shoulds when the focus of your life is on love. The power of love knocks the wind out of your should sails. The shackles of should and the manacles of must fall off when your heart is full of love. Not all shoulds are bad. There is one prime should that actually makes your life better. What is this should? You should open your heart and mind to the power of God's love and allow it to flow through you to other people. God's love will then wash the shoulds, oughts, and musts out of your life, and you will be free. Go ahead. Use your weapons of mirror destruction and obliterate this mirror. Forget your shoulds and focus on God's love. Install a positive operating system in your mind and your life will start to improve. Mirror 9 is the mirror of labeling and mislabeling. People with a negative operating system are inclined to look on the dark side of life, and they frequently label themselves and others with destructive, demeaning labels. Labels work well on cans of food and bottles of wine, but they don't function nearly so well when you apply them to yourself and to others. Labels are full of half-truth, hype, and overgeneralization. They're usually packed full of emotion that reflects the attitudes of the person who constructed the label rather than revealing the character of the person being labeled. Labels are weapons of character destruction. It doesn't matter whether you apply a label to yourself or to others, the label will be wrong and it will leave a trail of destruction in its wake. It's impossible to create a label that adequately describes your own character or that of others. Labels lie. They aren't the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's the real problem with labels. They're designed to destroy rather than build up. They obscure rather than shed light. They dismiss people with a single word that slips effortlessly off the tongue. Depressed people are experts at creating destructive labels that echo endlessly in the chambers of their mind. Their dark imagination fills their mind with negative images, and their negative internal critic disparages the motives and accomplishments of themselves and others. The negative focus found at the center of a negative operating system looks for the bad in everyone. The negative operating system then applies labels consistent with their dark imaginations. Most of the time, their demeaning labels are wrong. In fact, they're mislabels. When you stand in front of this mirror and it starts applying labels to yourself and to others, you know that those labels are a distortion of reality. There is no single label that you can apply to anyone that accurately reflects who that person is. Everyone is bigger than any label. If you insist on looking into this mirror and labels keep popping into your mind, then you must make a pact with yourself. For every negative label that you affix to yourself or anyone else, you must also apply at least two positive labels as well. That will accomplish two things. It will be fair to the other person and to yourself, because there is no single label that truly describes anyone. It will also force you to look for the good in everyone that you meet, and that includes yourself. When the mirror of labeling and mislabeling starts talking, it's time to stop listening and walk away. And if the negative label factory refuses to cease production, then start up your own positive label factory and inundate yourself and everyone else with positive labels. This is your chance to make the world a better place with a plethora of positive labels. There is no limit to how good your life can become when you create positive labels and apply them to everyone in your world. Mirror 10 is the mirror of personalization. The negative mind often accepts responsibility for things over which it has no control. This mirror reflects the central problem afflicting depressed people. They are focused on themselves and on their own feelings. Their inward focus brings the problem of the world to their doorstep, and they develop a twisted sense of responsibility for things over which they have no control. When you stand in front of this mirror, ask yourself these questions. Number one, did I cause this problem? Am I its single sole cause? And number two, am I accepting responsibility for something over which I have no control? If you didn't cause the problem, and if you aren't its single sole cause, and if you don't have control over it, then it doesn't make any sense to stand in front of the mirror of personalization and beat yourself up with its negative reflection. You are going to make a lot of mistakes during your short stay on planet Earth, and you are responsible for your own mistakes, but you aren't responsible for those of others. And when you personalize their mistakes, you aren't helping them or yourself. It's perfectly fine to assist family, friends, and strangers who are in trouble as long as you don't personalize their problems. Stand by them through thick and thin and help them when you can, but don't blame yourself for their mistakes. The problem with this mirror is that it has a negative reflection. It points its negative finger of blame at the innocent and makes them feel bad about things over which they have no control. It attacks your self-esteem, implying that you are a bad person because you haven't solved other people's problems. Personalization isn't bad as long as it has a positive focus. As a physician, I've personalized the problems of other people for more than 30 years. Their problems became mine. And that's why I'm a physician. It's my job to help other people and personalize their problems. The difference is that the personalization is positive and makes their life better and my life better. When you stand in front of the mirror of personalization, take a good look at its reflection. If the reflection is positive, then bask in its warm glow. If the reflection is negative, take out the hammer of freedom and smash that mirror. The final mirror that we're going to talk about is God's mirror. Depressed people spend too much time looking at distorted reflections in the mirrors of their mind. Distorted mirrors can only give distorted reflections, and to expect anything else from them would be foolish. Depressed people are looking in the wrong mirrors. What they really need to do is look into the mirror of God's love, a mirror that gives hope. God has a mirror that gives undistorted reflections, and His mirror is special because it has two reflections. The first reflection lets you see yourself as you really are. You see yourself through God's eyes of love. The second reflection lets you see what you can become when the power of God's love rolls through your heart and mind and makes you into a new person. When you stand in front of this mirror, you see the reflection of a child of God. You hear God say, "I love you and accept you the way you are, but I love you too much to let you stay that way. I love you from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, and it doesn't get any better than that. There is no limit to how good your life can become when you open your heart and mind to the power of my love." When you look in the mirror of God's love, you have real hope. God's love transforms your mind and heals your damaged emotions. Nothing is too hard for God. No matter how sick you are or how hopeless you feel, God's love can make you better. The moment you open your heart and mind to His love, improvement begins. God created you, and He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows what ails you, and He knows the cure. No matter what therapies you've tried in the past, if you've not experienced God's love, you are missing out on the most powerful medicine in the universe. God's love always makes your life better. If you want to heal a broken heart and drive depression from your mind, a liberal application of God's love will make it happen faster. If you want to restore wholeness to your heart and mind, you need to max out on God's love. So there you have it. Take a stroll through your personal house of mirrors and see if any of those distorted mirrors are still standing in the corridors of your mind. If any of them have survived the demolition derby, take out your weapons of mirror destruction and complete the job by smashing them to smithereens. And then take a look in the mirror of God's love and see how good your life can become. You have real reason for hope. Remember, if you want to have a mind free from depression, nobody can stop you.